here I was at Qualcomm, and I was, had a long history of the internet, and of course I think the TCP/IP is the solution to all the world's problems, and I still do. So of course my first goal was, how do I get TCP/IP to run over this thing? So the idea was to use TCP/IP as a framework, because in those days they did not yet understand the internet was real. Okay, I've been watching, along with the rest of the internet communities, these exponential growth curves that were doubling the size of the internet every 12 to 14 months. And I said, I can't see any reason why this curve is going to stop. I mean, sooner or later, this thing is going to be big enough that everybody's going to be doing their data work over the internet. Remember, this is 1991, okay? This is a while ago. And I argued that this is what we really want to do. But in those days, all they really could think about in the telephone companies was modems. I mean, how did people, do data over telephone lines in 1991? They used modems, right? They still do, right? Because that's the only thing you have. You don't have any alternative. And I had to convince them, that the world was going to change, and doing that with the telephone company is quite a challenge. And it reminds me of the old joke about the civil engineer who was tasked to design a bridge and didn't know how big to make it. So he just sat down on the riverbank one day and just counted how many people swam across the river per hour. Being a good civilian engineer, a civil engineer who was very conservative, he just tripled that for a safety factor, and that was that's the way the phone company thinks, right? If it doesn't already exist, they can't conceive of something that doesn't already exist.